We're talking to Dr. Sergei Zhukov, the director of the Russian Technology Transfer Center, and Galina Zashos. Thank you, from KBTM. And welcome both of you to the space show.
Well, maybe Galina, if you can tell us a bit more about KBTM.
Yes. My firm is very famous in space, and there are many interesting equipment we have and construct. There are many interesting services we have, and my firm is the leader of a Russian space company for service on Cosmodrome Baikonur, Plesetsk, Mirny, and so on.
Yeah. Much of the launch equipment that the company has built is highly automated, very automatic, very few people are involved, which means far safer for preparation of rockets and launching of rockets. Okay.
Мы знаем, что мы построили очень высоко автоматизированный комплекс для такого скоростного, что ли, запуска, что всего нужно несколько человек, обслуживающих этот комплекс, и так далее, и так далее.
And now we prepare new projects, new very interesting projects. When these projects have very high equipment and allows works with many other class of rocket.
Starting complex with it. 13 or even more different rockets. It allows to launch 13 different types of rockets.
It's our future. No.
Just from one type of launch equipment.
Yes, definitely. That is a universal starting complex. Yeah.
Начиная с легкого класса и yes.
From the light rockets until heavy rockets, different types. And the Zenit equipment is also very good, fantastic technology, much easier to operate. Several automatic connecting facilities, connecting tube to process fuel, to go fuel, yes. Yeah.
Много возможностей для использования.
That this equipment may be used not only for the launching rockets. So there are a lot of other application of such kind of equipment.
Mm-hmm. For example,
what happened?
Examples of other uses.
Примеры работы с агрессивными жидкостями.
The work with aggressive liquids in a chemical industry.
Работа с добычей нефти, в нефтедобывающей.
Oil industry. So as I understand, we are speaking about automatic connection of the tubes. So it has a lot of application. I know this equipment, it's really, really fantastic. Even Boeing has nobody in the world have such kind of automatic equipment. You can imagine the tubes with high pressure, liquid or gas, and the other tube, the tank. So it allows to connect automatically without people to clench, to provide the vacuum, and provide the the transportation of the liquid or gas,
and then a safe separation when you want to go the other way. And you have been talking to Australian companies about the possibility of providing the launch equipment for an Australian rocket launch site. Anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about the different types of technologies that the Technology Transfer Centre offers?
The Tech Transfer Centre have a database about 500 technologies available for commercial use. We have here the list about 56 of something like that, 56 technologies, which are now available on our website. We are planning to extend this list very shortly because we have fully prepared materials. Some of those technologies were transferred to the United States. Some inside Russia. We have good examples when some Russian company in Moscow needed technology and they found it technology in Tomsk through us and in the Siberia region, for example, small reducers. And American company are interested in, for example, some sensors technologies for accelerometers, or like NIFI, they have sensors for pressure which are resistant for the temperature until 800 centigrade out of cooling, no cooling. We also publish the Russian Tech Briefs newsletter with the NASA Tech Briefs magazine together in US. Unfortunately, last year this project was temporarily stopped on a financial reason. So anyway, we are working on the technology transfer, have a good contacts in some countries, but not in Australia. So maybe some company which is also specializing in informational services will be interesting to work with us, so we can give a lot of information.
Because I think we've heard a lot of very good examples of different types of technologies that have been developed for space and rockets that can be applied to many, many industries. And it's just a matter of making sure you have a good organisation to communicate that and establish the connections between different companies in different countries. Well, thank you very much for your time and the interview, and enjoy the rest of your stay in Australia.
Thank you.
Thank you.